Dame Pertilote, I say you truly. Macrobius, that wrote the vision in Africa of the worthy Scipion, affirmeth dreams, and says that they be warning of things that men after see. And furthermore, I pray you looketh well in the Old Testament of Daniel, if he held dreams of any vanity. Read eke of Joseph, and there shall you see whether dreams be sometimes, I say not all, warning of things that shall after fall. Look of Egypt, the king, Dawn Pharaoh, his baker and his butler. Also, whether they ne felt no effect in dreams, whoso will seek in acts of sundry reams, may read of dreams many a wonder thing. Locresus, which that was of Lydia king, met he not that he sat upon a tree, which signified he should a hanged be? Lo here, Andromache, Hector's wife, that day that Hector should lose his life, she dreamed on the same night beforn, how that the life of Hector should be lorn. If thilke day he went into battle, she warned him, but it might not avail. He went for to fight natheless, and was he slain anon of Achilles. But thilke tale is all too long to tell, and eke it is nigh day, I may not dwell. Shortly, I say, as for conclusion, that I shall have of this a vision adversity. And I say furthermore, that I ne tell of laxatives no store. For they be venomous, I wot it well, I them defy, I love them never a deal. Now let us speak of mirth, and stint all this, Madame Pertilote. So have I bliss, of one thing God has sent me large grace. For when I see the beauty of your face, you be so scarlet red about your eyen, it maketh all my dread for to dyen, for all so sicker as in principio, mulier est hominis confusio. Madam, the sentence of this Latin is, woman is man's joy and all his bliss. For when I feel a night your soft side, albeit that I may not on you ride, for that our perch is made so narrow, alas, I am so full of joy and of solace, that I defy both sweven and dream.